Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 1 verses 1 to 6. Recap. Zechariah, this prophet, opens his ministry by going back over the history of the Jews, reminding them of their past experience. You can see from the date in verse 1, in the second year of Darius, and if you compare this with Ezra, you will see that this is the return from the exile. And what is the recap from verse 2 to verse 6? Well, it's this. How did Judah get into this state, this utter degradation, this mess? The temple gone to pieces, ruined, the people into captivity, the 70 years of sorrow and grief. How did it happen? How did it happen for Israel being taken into Assyria? But here is Judah in Babylon. How do they get into this sorry condition? Well, verse 2, it's very clear. It was because of their sin. And Zechariah drives this point home. God was angry with you, he says in verse 2. This is what the Lord said. This is the Lord God Almighty speaking. You sinned against me. God, I told you. He said, Zechariah, he warned you, he pleaded with you, he promised to you by his prophets that he would offer mercy to you and so on, if only you would return. But it was all to no avail, verse 4. And what happened to them? Well, you find it in verse 5. What happened? Well, the prophets died, and the people lived and died. And what happened to God's word? Verse 6. God's word stood. I had warned you, said God. And it wasn't an idle threat. It was the truth. You didn't believe it. You didn't act on it. And you went into judgment. God's word lived. It abided. And notice the plural. Words. Decrees. Not just simply the word, the decree, yes. But the words, the decrees, were fulfilled. Remember Paul to the Galatians, seed and seeds. He argues on the plural and the singular. He makes a point of this. That God's word is so precise and accurate. Now, the point is, why is Zechariah opening his ministry by going back over this? Why is he reminding the Jews of it? Well, this is very clear in verse 3. I missed the verse out deliberately. This is the word that God says to them. Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Do not be like your forefathers. Don't copy it. Listen to Zechariah. Listen to Haggai. Listen to Malachi. Listen to the word of God. This is what Zechariah is doing. This is what God is doing. And it seems in verse 6 that they did listen this time. And they did return. And they did repent. That's in verse 6. They acknowledged their sins. They acknowledged that God had carried out his word. Well, all that's history. Why did the Spirit of God record it? Why am I preaching it now? Well, it's obvious. 1 Corinthians 10. These things were written, Romans 15, verse 4, I think it is. These things were written for our learning, upon whom the end of the ages has come. It's for us today. Are you an unbeliever listening to me? Your sins have brought you into rebellion with God. You are like that in Adam. You're under the wrath of God. There is repentance and faith commanded of you. And if you return to the Lord and come to Christ, by his blood he will wash you from your sins, and by his righteousness he will clothe you. If you refuse, you will perish. Now there's the warning. Here's the pleading. Come to Christ. Come unto me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest. Look unto me and be ye saved. Now there's the pleading. There's the promise. There's the encouragement. Will you listen? The Jews did not, and they suffered 70 years in Babylon. If you will refuse, and if you will not listen, If you will not turn to Christ, it won't be 70 years, it'll be eternity in damnation. But the word is to the believer too. Are we going to listen today? The Jews did in those days of the exile and the captivity and so on. They listened. Are we going to listen before it's too late, my friend? I believe we need to hear the word of God. I believe we're doing the same as the Jews did to the old covenant. I believe we're doing it to the new. People are finding their ways around the new covenant, explaining it away and watering it down. Oh, to bring back that new covenant and to glorify Christ and to return to the Lord our God. Unless we do, judgment is awaiting us. Indeed, it might well be that we're already into some judgment. May God speak to us. May we learn from the Jews. Their stupidity in going into captivity, their stubbornness, but their willingness to repent when they had seen the hand of God. May we repent before it is too late.